Appendix F, Joint Letter to Primacy Committee Members. October 1, 1999. Dear Committee Member, the material we have presented to you over the past several years is summarized in the enclosed booklet, What is the 1888 Message? This Bible study compilation is based upon Ellen White's endorsements of Jones and Wagoner's message, which she proclaims was sent by the Lord and was commanded to be given to the world. This is the sole reason for the existence of the 1888 Message Study Committee. As the meetings have continued, it has become evident by comment and by circumstances that some of the committee members have read little or nothing of Jones and Wagoner. This means that some committee members will come to their conclusions without full knowledge of the basis of the discussion. Added to this deficiency is the lack of a working knowledge of the 1888 materials prepared by the White Estate in 1987. In view of this situation and the committee probably ending in February next year, we believe that all members as well as a wide number of readers as possible should understand our concern, as set forth in these 10 Bible studies. In order to arrive at an informed decision before the next meeting, we believe this material should be carefully read beforehand. It will have to be decided if we have either misrepresented or distorted the essential elements of the message, which Ellen White labeled most precious, the beginning of the loud cry, etc., as sent to this people in 1888. We can hope that in the multitude of counselors there is safety. We respect the reasonable good judgment of the committee members. Heaven is holding all of us responsible for judging righteous judgment. There is a stone which the builders refused, which must yet become the chief cornerstone of the temple of truth, that the remnant church is called to set before the world. If that stone is not Christ as set forth in the 1888 message, may the dear Lord please grant us to see what it is, in harmony and unity, soon. This committee has a responsibility to the world church which must yet be fulfilled. Sincerely, Robert J. Wieland and Donald K. Short. On behalf of the 1888 Message Study Committee.